15 minutes later would be
1:45. Quarter to two.
Right. And if you haven't seen anybody for a long time, you might say, I haven't seen him for
ages.
Quite a
long time.
How about quite a spell or quite a while?
Well, quite a while is all right. We use the word around here a lot of times, but it's very awkward, I guess, to use for ages. I haven't seen him for ages.
And then if 1971 was last year, 1972 was
this year.
And if a little boy is this many years old, say he's
3 years old, this year.
Something happened, say it's April 12th, and something happened on that day 12 months ago. You say that happened just
12 months ago today.
A year.
A year ago today.
And you say, what kind of a day, not so much today, maybe you say Monday, you say it was really a
nice day.
And a day like today is more, not bad now, but a little earlier.
It was raining bad early this morning.
Yeah. Well, it isn't raining, though, you say it's
a cloudy day or foggy.
If rain or snow is expected, it hasn't come yet, you might say the weather is...
The forecast?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you do something like changing or breaking...
Yeah, changing. The weather is going to change.
And if it's been raining for quite a while, and you look up and see a little blue sky, you might say, I believe it's fine.
We're clear off.
Okay. And if... how would you describe a rain like this morning?
We might say here that was a bad thunderstorm and poured the rain, plenty of rain.
Yeah. Well, do you ever use anything like a gully washer?
Yes, I've heard that word. Use gully washer, yeah.
Trash mover?
Yeah, trash mover, gully washer.
Do you ever hear it called a goose drowner?
No.
That's another one they use.
I've heard it said gully washer.
Okay. And then it was known as it rained so hard, but the
wind blew.
It had all for hours.
It had been blowing.
It had
blown.
Right. And it probably will again tomorrow.
Yeah, blow again tomorrow.
Right. And if the wind's coming from the direction of Gatlinburg, the wind's coming
out of the south.
As the wind is coming in the direction of Del Rio, you might say.
The wind is coming out of the east, blowing out of the east this morning.
And then if the wind is coming in the direction of Morristown.
That's coming out of the north. Wind is coming out of the north.
And it's coming in the direction of Sanders.
That'd be coming from the west. Wind.
And it's now some different kinds of rain. Now, you talk about the heavy rain, the
shower.
Yeah. Is there anything heavier than a shower, but something between a shower and
a sprinkle?
All right. Well, a sprinkle would be heavier than a shower?
No, a sprinkle would be lighter than a shower.
And how about something lighter than a sprinkle?
I don't know what you'd use there.
You ever use it to drizzle or mist?
Yes, I've heard the drizzle. Yeah, I've used the drizzle.
Right.
That'd just be a sprinkle or a drizzle. Well, a drizzle is a little different than a sprinkle. A drizzle is a sort of a prolonged, sprinkle.
Now, if it's up in the mountains here, there's a lot of
snow and ice.
And now you just look out there.
Fog.
Yeah. And you'd say, when that stuff's all over the ground here in Lowell, you'd say, it's really, what kind of a day?
It's a foggy day.
Yeah.
Cloudy day.
And if it hasn't rained for a week?
Well, it's getting dry, it's a drought, sort of a drought.
Oh. Now, how long would it have to be for that?
For a drought?
Yeah.
Of course, that depends on when it rained last and how much it rained.
A couple weeks?
Yes, I'd say so.
All right. If it was shorter than that, you might just call it a...